B'choros Perk Ches Mishnah Base 8-2. We're now wrapping up what we started in the previous Mishnah, and we're talking here about a child that is entitled to neither the double portion of inheritance, nor is it subject to the requirements of Pidyon HaBen. Now, the obvious case is any child that's not a firstborn boy. It's really simple, right? But the Mishnah is going to teach the halachas, essentially, of Yotze Dofen. Yotze Dofen literally means coming out from the side. In modern Hebrew, Yotze Dofen means like something that's a misfit. But in the Mishnah, Yotze Dofen refers to like cesarean section. That means that the pregnant woman essentially has an incision. She's cut open and the baby is taken out from her abdomen and not doesn't come out of her in the normal way. So our Mishnah is going to say that a Yotze Dofen v'haba achrav. You have two children. The first one is born by C-section, cesarean section. So it's taken out from the side of the mother, so to speak. And the second one is born in the normal way. We'll call the first older brother Reuven, and the second brother, Shimon. Okay? Shneim einem b'chor, lo l'nachla, v'lo l'kohen. Neither one is entitled to a double portion, nor is either one subject to the halachas of Pidyon HaBen. Why is that the case? So, the first child, Reuven, he was taken out from the side of his mother, and therefore he didn't open her womb from the bottom, so to speak. So he's not called the Peter Rechem, so therefore he's exempt from Pidyon HaBen. Now, really, you would think logically, he should certainly be entitled to the double portion if he is indeed the oldest brother, the firstborn boy. However, there's a separate drasha. The drasha in the parsha that talks about the inheritance double portion says, V'yaldu lo, and these women give birth to him, the husband, okay, the content of the pasuk. It doesn't matter exactly. The point is that those words, V'yaldu, are extra words, mutar, and there's a drasha made from which says that it has to be specifically a leida, a conventional birth, as baby are born, and not a yotze dofen, baby taken out from the side. And therefore, even though logic says this is the oldest son, it's the first son, so it should get a double portion, that the same Torah which says the firstborn gets a double portion also says if the firstborn is not born but taken out from the side, he doesn't get a double portion. There's a kusuf. Okay? As for the second child, Shimon. So, now, he is certainly not going to be entitled to the double portion because he has an older brother. He's also not going to be required to have Pidyon HaBen because, although he's the first to issue out of the womb from the bottom in the normal way a child is born, he's not really the firstborn, right? The firstborn, and I don't have a word in English for it, he has an older brother. And since he's not the first, the oldest, he is going to be exempt from Pidyon HaBen as well. Okay, so neither one has either. On this, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Harishon l'nachla v'ashen l'chamesh slime. Rabbi Shimon says, I disagree on both counts. As far as the firstborn child, Reuven, so Rabbi Shimon rejects the drasha about the Yaldolo. He has a second drasha from a different parsha altogether. The parsha in Tazria, when it talks about in Vayikra, where it talks about like the tuma of a leida, 40 days, 80 days, if it's a boy or a girl. So it says, there's an actual word, teled there, to give birth, and it teaches that there's another kind of leida besides for the conventional leida, and that is from the side. So therefore, this is, even though the pasuk says v'yaldu lo, that also could mean cesarean section, says Rav Shimon. Therefore, the first child does get the double portion because he is entitled to it based on that limud from the pasuk. As far as the second child goes, so he is, bottom line, he is the peter rechem. He's the one who opened up the mother's womb from the bottom. The child of the side doesn't count. That's not called open the womb. That's a surgery. And therefore, Shimon rejects this notion of, well, he's got an older brother. So what? This Shimon is the one who was the peter rechem. He opened the womb. So he's entitled to, he's required, I should say, to have a Pidyon HaBen. Five shtalim to the Kohen is a requirement. The halacha, however, does not follow Rabbi Shimon in either case. So in such a scenario, there's no double portion nor Pidyon HaBen for either son.